I don't wish to take too much of the time, but one thing that's been troubling me this week is I've, you know, going through like on Facebook or social media, sometimes you'll have some videos or whatever, you know, something under some religious standpoint. Well, some of the ones that I've been seeing here lately have been attacking the name Jesus. One of them even went so boldly to say is Jesus is not mentioned in the true Bible. How wrong of a statement could that be? Jesus, the name which why we must be saved. You know, he was trying to make the point that the Old Testament was the only true Bible, the only true that we needed to read. Basically saying the New Testament is useless. Brethren, the New Testament or the New Covenant that Jesus or the God had made with us, that's how we're saved. So in 1 Corinthians, I just want to read one scripture. 1 Corinthians, verse 18. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. Foolishness. Some people in this world, they're worldly minded, have no mind of Christ whatsoever, will look upon that and say, well, that man was nailed to a cross and killed. And that's it. Brethren, the preaching of the cross to them that perish is foolishness. Absolutely foolishness. But if we keep reading, it says, but unto us which are saved, remember, are saved, it is the power of God. The power of God. So for that man to say that Jesus is not mentioned in the true Bible, okay, fine. Let's just say the name Jesus is not mentioned anywhere in the Old Testament. Brethren, if you go back and look, you'll see Jesus proclaimed throughout the Old Testament. Amen. Do you remember the two that were on the road to Emmaus? And Jesus joined himself to them, but they didn't know he was Jesus at the time. And they said unto him that, you know, they were sorrowful. They were, you know, worried about something. And he asked him what troubled them. They told him, well, we had trusted in him. You remember what he said to them? Oh, fools and slow of heart to believe the prophets. And remember, he started at Moses and expounded to them all the prophecies containing to himself. Now, that's not a direct quote, and I'm sorry. But my point is, he went to the prophecies. And the prophecies were speaking of one to come. And who was that one to come? Jesus. That is who we proclaim today. Jesus. Preaching of the cross to them that perish is foolishness. We don't want to be among them. Because in our sin nature, our depraved state, before the Lord touches and tenders our heart, we're just like that. Yeah. But brethren, if you feel convicted in your heart, if sin has convicted you at any point in time in your life, if you have ever felt that you are in need of a Savior, blessed be in the name of Christ that we are saved through the finished work. So the preaching of the cross to me is not foolishness. No, that's the power of God. That's how I'm saved. That's the only way I can be saved. I can't do it myself. I can't accept Him through my own will. He's told us that He draws us. I have to be drawn. Some of us have to be drawn kicking and screaming, right? But I'm thankful that we have this gospel. I'm thankful that we have this true word. So from this day forward, I hope I never go the other way. I hope I always preach the cross. Because that is where that's where the transaction took place. That's where Jesus saved us from our sins. That's the finished work. You know, when on the Mount of Transfiguration, when Moses and Elijah appeared with Christ there, well, they were talking about something. Well, I think it was Luke's account that told us what they were talking about. They were talking about his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. Accomplish. There was something more to that decease than just somebody dying. Like I said, that's where the transaction took place. So the preaching of the cross for us that are saved, it is the power of God. Let us never remember, forget that aspect. You know, this day, this month, especially in December, we're approaching the Christmas season. Everybody is focused on the birth of Christ. I'm thankful that he was born. It was prophesied that he would be born of a virgin and laid in a manger. But remember his death. Remember what he suffered for us. Remember the sacrifice that he gave. The preaching of the cross is not foolishness. Negative. It is the power of God. And may the Lord help us to have our ears open and hear from his gospel. May the Lord bless you.